Career Watch now, and this week Helen spoke to Barbara Simpson and Anne Chan from the Hong Kong College of Nursing. Well, there's been a lot in the press recently about the shortage of nurses in Hong Kong, so Helen asked Barbara what is causing this.
Probably the staff shortage that exists is a fairly complex collection of things. Recruiting nurses seems to be one problem, and there are so many other career options now for girls, many of which perhaps have better educational opportunities and development opportunities. And perhaps too, the work itself is often not appreciated by some young people. Nursing is seen as a rather stressful, difficult job, and I think that doesn't encourage people to take it on.
Nursing is a demanding career. It's not particularly glamorous, and the pay at around $13,000 for a graduate is not especially remarkable. But training is thorough, and it's based on a hands-on approach.
Well, at the moment, there are two systems of learning to be a nurse. One is the hospital training, which is by far the predominant type, and that is you enter a hospital school of nursing and you undertake a period of training for approximately 3 years. While you're doing that system, you are an apprentice, and you actually supply 70% of your time is spent supplying service to the hospital. So the other 30%, this is approximate, is taken up with the education program. So basically, as any apprentice system, you're learning on the job, and that has some advantages, but it also has some disadvantages. Some of the disadvantages are for the student, and others are for the patients, because you're being looked after by somebody who's learning on the job. And maybe if you're doing some other technical work with other objects, that's fine, but when working with people, that may be a problem. The other system is a university type system. At the moment, the Hong Kong Polytech runs a 4-year what we call pre-registration, because that's sort of to get ready for being a registered nurse, and that takes about 40 students a year approximately, and there they spend a lot of their time, much of their time, on the actual education, and they do have clinical practice, so they go out to various hospitals and clinics and actually work in that setting.
So that's the academic training sorted out. Then I asked Barbara how rewarding nursing is and what sort of personality a potential nurse would need.
I guess there are different areas of nursing that are particularly rewarding. I think being a midwife and helping babies come into the world is something very special. But in any area of nursing, probably the satisfaction of getting to know people and being available to them when they are at a point of crisis in their lives. That to me is very satisfying, and that covers a whole range of things. I think they need to be a caring kind of person, and generally you know that, whether you care for your brothers and sisters or mums and dads or people in general. I think people who have patience is very helpful. But I think people also need an element of strength, being able to stand up for themselves. And sometimes that's hard in a culture where being a woman in a profession can be difficult. But certainly nurses are learning to stand up for themselves, and that's helpful.
He's also said that nursing isn't a career for the faint-hearted. Do you think that's true?
Yes, I do. Lots nurses have to do many jobs that other people don't like to do, and I think we need to be willing to do that. And we see some very hard things. So yes, you don't need to be faint-hearted, but I do believe you can learn ways to cope with those things, and I don't think we expect young people to come into nursing with all of those qualities already developed. But that's part of growing in the profession, I think.
Another aspect of growing in the profession is career development. Anne told me about the sort of path a nurse might follow.
Typically, when somebody finishes their training program, they would be a registered nurse. That is actually a position, a level. And then they would stay in at that level and progress sort of up, first year, second year, etc. And then eventually they would be able to become a nursing officer, which is the next level. When they're at the nursing officer level, they are then eligible to become, if they have the qualifications, a clinical nurse specialist. So that it's the beginnings of a career ladder, but it is something that needs to be further developed.
Earlier, Barbara mentioned the stress factor involved in nursing. I asked her how young nurses managed.
I think they need to learn ways to cope with stress. I think we are all confronted with stress, and stress can be a good thing as well, but it depends how we deal with it. And in nursing, you are going to be caring in very busy situations, in very sad situations. I think there can be a healthy way of dealing with those things. And the difficulty is that nurses are often so busy they don't have the opportunity to learn constructive ways to deal with the stress. But that's part of the reward. It's kind of the flip side of the reward. You care for somebody who's maybe in a lot of pain or facing death. That's stressful, particularly if you don't feel you've got time to care as well as you would like. But on the other hand, it's extremely satisfying to be able to help relieve that pain or to see somebody facing death with strength and courage.